Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible. This is the third chapter of Colossians, and let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to bless the service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name that we have holy communion with you. You communicate to us, we communicate to you. We worship you in the Spirit. Lord, we praise and thank you. Our praises and thanks are to be overflowing at all times so that we can enjoy the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, our power, our ability to walk in decency and in order in this world. And Lord, we want people to see the decency and order that you've trained us to do. We don't want to just keep doing our own thing. And Lord, we thank you for the power that you give us to do everything in the manner that you did. Lord, bless the reading. Open hearts, souls, minds to receive that which you've prepared for them before the foundation of the world. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, then, go ahead.
Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Okay, now read from this commentary.
How to live your new life. Since you have been raised up to this new life with Christ, always look on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at God's right hand in God's place of honor and power. Don't love the world, but love the things above.
Because Christ is God, and he's sitting on God's right hand. That means that he has the power and the wisdom of God. All power, he says, the wisdom of God is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And all power in heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. So that means he's God. Without God, without Jesus, God doesn't have wisdom because Christ is the wisdom of God. Without Christ, God doesn't have any power because the Bible says that all power belongs to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So that means that Christ is God again. Amen?
Amen?
So there isn't two thrones in heaven or three, one for God the Father, one for God the Son, and one God for God the Holy Spirit. There's only one throne, and Christ is sitting in that throne. He is the fullness of the Godhead in a former human body, which is now a glorified body. Amen?
Amen?
And he sits on the throne, and it's God, the triune God, all combined in Christ. God shows you his hands because Christ is the visible, is God who is visible. So God is invisible. So if you're seeing God on the throne, God is a spirit, this is Christ sitting there. Amen?
Amen.
Christ is the visibleness of God. God the Spirit is invisible. Okay, then what?
Don't love the world, but love the things above. Love heaven, not the things on earth. Let heaven fill your hearts and thoughts, not the things down below here on earth. For you died, and your real life is hid with Christ. And when Christ, who is your real life, appears...
It's hid in Christ, with Christ. I mean, we don't have life unless Christ is in us. Amen? Because Christ is our life. And our life must be hid in his. Then what?
And when Christ, who is your real life, appears, is revealed, then shall you also appear, be revealed with him in glory.
Because God is in Christ, and the Holy Spirit is Christ, and we are one with him, so we're in him. We're one with God. That's why we have to do everything God's way. Okay? We can't let things get lax because there's one bad person in the church. We can't follow their example. We have to make them follow our example. And if they don't, well, then there's other measures that are to be taken. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Mortify, put to death by the Holy Spirit, the worldly things living in your flesh. Don't have anything to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and shameful desires and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Okay, now go back into the King James. Instead of my commentary. Okay, then what?
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
This is King James. Okay, read up to that point in my commentary.
God's terrible anger, wrath, will come upon all those who do such things. You once did these things when you lived to be but a part of this present world. But now that you are saved, it is the time to get rid of the kind of anger that is not of the Lord. Rage, malicious behavior, slander, and profane or dirty language. Do not lie to each other because you have put off this old man with his deeds. In place of him, you have put on or clothed yourself with an entirely new nature, which is continually being renewed as you learn from God's word more and more about Christ, who created this new nature within you.
Okay, now go into King James.
For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
In all those that are saved. Okay, now go into my commentary here.
It doesn't matter if you are a Jew or Gentile in this new life, circumcised or uncircumcised.
Doesn't matter if you're circumcised or uncircumcised. You all want Christ. Then what?
A Christian or brute, slave or free. Christ, the Word of God, following it, and Christ's life in us is all that matters. And he lives in all those of us who obey him. Since God chose you to be his holy ones whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderheartedness, mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You are to make allowance for each other's faults and to forgive the people who offend you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And the most important piece of armor that you must wear is to keep God's commandments, love, charity. Love keeping these commandments is what binds us all together in perfect harmony.
The Bible says clothed with all these things. But I like to say armored, because that's the clothing we're to wear, is the armor of God, the whole armor of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now King James.
Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Be ye thankful. People that are not thankful can't even get healed. People that are unthankful can't have a sound mind. Because how could you not be thankful for everything that is available to you? How could you? How could you be healed from a migraine headache? I was praying for Sharon one time, And she had a migraine headache, and it was so bad she was throwing up. And I kept praying, and she just kept getting worse. And I said, Lord, why are you not healing her? I even ran water in a tub. I was told her to soak her feet in hot water because that's supposed to drain the blood down into your feet. And that didn't work. I said, Lord, why are you not healing her? He said, because she's unthankful. So I immediately told her what the Lord said. And I said, let me give you a list of things that are you should be thankful for. You've got a beautiful son. First of all, you got salvation. And she just started kind of belligerently looking at me, and you know, like she didn't want to know about that kind of stuff. But that's the key. That's the formula. Amen?
Amen.
And Sharon's right here listening to me. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes, and so I told her, start thanking the Lord. Just start thanking and praising Him right now, and He'll heal you right now. He told me that's why you're not being healed, so thank Him. She started thanking Him, and immediately the migraine headache went away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like it that the Lord talks to me. I think that's the most wonderful thing. I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
And you ought to be thankful that the Lord will talk to you, too, if you'll be thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just think you deserve everything and there's no reason to be thankful, let's say we don't deserve anything if we're not thankful. The Lord says, always be thankful. Always be thankful. Well, people ought to think of, well, you know, because they just get involved with worldly things. Naturally, we have to take care of business. That's just easy. Taking care of business is easy. Everybody, you take a look at the millions of houses. Every one of those people, they're not sophisticated at all, but they've got bank loans. So they know how to take care of business, amen?
Amen?
And they go shopping and they pay bills, right?
Right.
And they make out checks and they know how to work a checkbook, right? Or they wouldn't be able to pay their electricity bills, or they wouldn't be able to pay, you know, for their mortgage, the phone bill, whatever. All the different bills we have, the car payments, the insurance payments. So business is easy. If all the people in the world can pay bills, and they do, most people do, don't think you're any big genius because you make out a few checks. Making out a few checks is easy as pie, you know, because you got the bill there and you just make it out. Amen?
Amen.
And then you go, and after you make it out, you put a record of it in your checkbook, and then you take the go and get an envelope. And then you address it to the people that you owe the bill to and put the check inside. You can wrap a piece of paper around it so people can't look through there and see how much the check is for. If you want to be double safe. And then you take your tongue out and you lick the glue and then seal it up. And then you go and get a stamp and lick it. Lick. Then you put the stamp on the envelope. And then you carry it like a nice little girl or boy over to the mailbox and stick it in there. Right? So that's easy as pie, isn't it? So don't think you're a genius if you do that. And don't act like it's a big thing. But mainly, you know, just concentrate on being thankful to the Lord. Especially if you have enough sense to at least do that. To pay your bills just about like everybody else does. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to, you know, be a genius to breathe, do you?
No.
Or eat. Or sleep. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's doing just what comes naturally. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And people know how to have children, man. You see children all over the world, right? You don't have to go to college for that, do you? They have all these sex therapists, you know, going to show you how to have kids. That's so stupid. People are very stupid, but if you just stay to the simple things, thank and praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all this intelligence that you gave us. Thank you mainly for salvation. Amen?
Amen?
Giving your life for us. He says, let it overflow, thanksgiving. Overflow in you. Otherwise, you can't even, like Sharon, she couldn't get healed until she started thanking and praising the Lord. Well, in her case, God, she had this splitting headache because she was ralphing, puking, vomiting. And she was like in horrible pain. Thank God for his great ability to come down and just take that sickness, that horrible headache away. At least be thankful for that. Amen?
Amen.
By God, he's all power in heaven and earth. He can do anything for you. And if you're not too bright, ask him to make you bright, you know, give you a good brain. Amen?
Amen.
And just put on Christ. Be neat and clean and just the normal things that people do. If you leave all kinds of goodies for mice and rats on the floor, they're going to come in and visit you. Right? Roaches. But the Lord doesn't tell us to be kind to them, does he?
No.
They're an abomination. And so are you if you leave things around like that. Amen?
Amen.
Because you're contaminating them. Thank God for this knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
It's common sense. Right? Amen. All right, so let's keep going.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another.
So you're supposed to be teachers to teach and admonish each other. And don't be upset because of it, all right? Because it's a commandment to do. So don't be upset if somebody's going to teach you or admonish you. Okay? That doesn't mean that people hate you. That's supposed to mean that they love you. Let's get things in their proper perspective. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't want to be taught, if you want to scorn, well, then there's other things. Okay, what else?
Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
With power in your hearts to the Lord. The word grace means power. It doesn't mean how graceful you are. Like a ballerina. All right? So whether even if you're a klutz, you can have the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, everything do in the name of Jesus. I'm doing this because of Jesus. I mean, you're leaving crumbs all over the house and open cookie packages. You're doing that in the name of Jesus? If it's not in the name of Jesus, then don't do it, okay? Do something that you can boast that I'm doing this in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking God in the name of Jesus. I'm paying bills in the name of Jesus. And I got money from the Lord to pay the bills with in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for giving us finances to be able to pay bills and to eat and to pay our bills. Amen?
Amen.
There's so much to be thankful for. Thank you for air. Amen?
Amen.
For health. And for, if I'm thankful, for healing. I could be dead right now. I could have some dreaded disease. If I'm better. And my soul will be lost. And then it'll be hard to praise and thank the Lord. Then you get that way because you don't thank the Lord. Then what?
Giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
See, giving thanks, what, to who?
To God and the Father by him.
Okay, then what?
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord.
Yeah, you women that like to visit other people's husbands, you're not even supposed to do that. And if you are, well, then you're looked upon as a harlot, and and the same thing with a man that would even allow that to happen. We have to flee from the very appearance of evil. Amen?
Amen.
So don't be talking to another man's wife, or a wife is not supposed to be talking to men other than her husband. Because especially, you know, if the husband knows what's happening. Amen?
Amen.
No, you're not talking to another. You're flirting. That's what it is. That's why the Lord has that commandment in there. Amen?
Amen.
Let's face reality. Okay, then what?
Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
Well, bitter against them, okay. And, okay, now read up to that point in my commentary.
And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are all called to live in peace, and always be thankful.
Always be thankful. Amen. Why? Because don't you want the anointing of the Lord to keep you in perfect peace, perfect health, sound mind? Huh? Well, then be thankful. That's a simple formula, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a simple part of the blueprint that can ease your mind and ease your body. The Lord doesn't want to make your body feel bad. You do that to yourself by not being thankful. Amen? And always be thankful. Amen.
Amen.
Always, does that mean 24 hours a day? Yeah. Always means every minute, right? Okay, then what?
Let the words of Christ and all their rich power live in your hearts and make you wise.
Yeah, in other words, make you fear God. Wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Then what?
Use His words to teach and counsel each other.
Not your words, but His words. Then what?
Singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts.
With that, here it is again, thankful hearts. Why do you think? Because you're communicating with your Creator. And He's communicating back to you. And you have, if you continue on without being bitter, you have eternal life. Isn't that something to be thankful for God's sake?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
And whatever you do or say, let it be as the representative of the Lord Jesus, all the while...
Let it be God talking out of you. Let God, let Jesus represent Himself out of you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, don't be upset because somebody's telling you how to do something correct, and then you don't do it for a week or two, and then they get upset with you. And don't you be upset at them for being upset because you didn't do the work. And then you can make up all kinds of excuses. But the main thing is what needs to be done that the Lord is leading me to do. All right? Not what you want to do, what your flesh is doing. You make yourself too busy. Just do what the Lord wants. He doesn't put people on nerve's edge unless you're out of order with him. Then he becomes a terrorist and somebody that's going to make you uptight because you're going to say, my God, how am I ever going to catch up to be on the path again? When you fall off of the mountain, it's hard to crawl back up. It's better to stay on the path all the time. Amen.
Amen.
That way you don't have to crawl. Amen.
Amen.
I used to like to ski, but I didn't like climbing all the way back up the hill, back to the mountain there in Montana. We didn't have any ski lifts. You had to trudge up the mountain. So I'd go up once, and then I'd ski down, and that was it. Okay? I don't like to climb. Stay on the path. Okay, then what?
And whatever you do or say, let it be as the representative of the Lord Jesus, all the while giving thanks through Him to God the Father.
Again, giving thanks to Him, to God the Father. Amen?
Amen.
Him is God the Father. When He was asked, show us the Father, He said, have I been so long with you? Amen?
Amen.
In the Bible, the book of Isaiah says He is the Father. And He says, I am the Almighty God in the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen?
Amen.
He's God. All right, then what?
You wives must submit to your husbands as it is fitting for those who belong to the Lord.
Yeah, your husband's in the Lord. No, you might have had a bad marriage before with somebody that didn't want to serve the Lord, and so you just think that everybody's that way. But if you have a husband that's of the Lord, you better listen. Obey. Not only listen, but obey. That's the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Don't try to wiggle out of that one. Okay, then what?
And you husbands must love your wives and be not bitter toward them.
Right. Some people call that their wife their cross. Amen? Huh? No? There must be a cross or there wouldn't be any chance to be bitter against them, would it? Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be bitter about with your wife. Well, how did God pre-know that somebody might be bitter with their wife? Because he knows women, huh? Okay, then what? He made them out of the dirt, out of the man's rib, amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
You children must always obey your parents, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
Well-pleasing. Obey your parents, those that are in the Lord. Then what?
Fathers, don't aggravate your children. If you do, it will discourage them, and they will quit trying.
Yeah, they'll quit trying to serve the Lord. Don't aggravate people. You want to discourage, then you're going to be listed by the Lord as one that tries to destroy souls rather than win them. Amen?
Amen.
Our conduct counts. Okay, then what?
You slaves must obey your earthly masters in everything you do.
Yeah, if you're a slave of the Lord and you're a servant of your master, of some pure person you work for, in other words, you're a hired servant, then you have to obey them in everything that they want, unless it's completely different from what the Lord says. You're not to sin if they tell you to. Then what?
Please them at all times with their rules if they are not opposing the Lord. Not only when they are watching you.
Yeah, don't just please them when they're watching you. As soon as they leave, they go and get in their car and drive off. Then you just gold brick all day. Just lay around. Okay, now let's go back into King James.
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
And quit. I mean, when you're discouraged, a lot of people just quit, you know, they throw in the towel. The Lord doesn't like quitters. He says that we have to continue on serving him to the end. Amen?
Amen.
For those who continue on to the end shall be saved. That leaves everyone that doesn't continue on unsaved. Antichrist. Then what?
Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance.
Do it heartily means to work hard with all your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Whatsoever you do, no once over lightly, or half doing something, or 99% doing. Work hard to get it right. It's a commandment. Okay, now, go ahead.
Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
Okay, now finish off with my commentary.
Ye slaves must obey your earthly masters in everything you do. Please them at all times with their rules if they are not opposing the Lord, not only when they are watching you.
But yeah, and don't do it just only when they're watching. Okay, then what?
Obey them willingly because it is good and most necessary to fear God.
Yeah, then what?
With cheerfulness, work wholeheartedly at everything you do.
In other words, work hard. Then what?
Do it as if you are doing it for the Lord, and you really are, rather than for humans.
Yeah, because if you're obeying the Lord, you're doing it for him. Right?
Right.
Then what?
Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and the master you are really serving is Christ. But if you do the things that are wrong, you will be paid back for the wrong you have done. for God doesn't have any favorite people who he lets get away with evil.
No, if you think you can get away with evil and that you're a favorite person of the Lord, he doesn't have any respect or favorite people that he'll let get away with sin and let him into the kingdom of heaven. No, if you did wrong, you're not getting in. There's no respect of persons when it comes to sinning. If you don't do what he says, and all these things that were mentioned in this third chapter of Colossians are commandments. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord's no respecter of persons. He has no favorite people that he's going to let get away with sin, with disobedience. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. And Lord willing, I'll be doing chapter 4 of Colossians for you tomorrow. Lord bless till then.